The mailbox is full and...
Greetings to the automatically deleted husband, and I noticed that the audio didn't skip this time, and I'm wondering why it was and why it's not now. But anyway, I'm using an image. Excuse me, I got interrupted. I watched this video from RT labeled Nothing Sacred. Ukraine attempts to smuggle explosive into Russia inside church icons. And, you know, so interesting story. You know, it seems rational in the sense if you're at war, these are some of the things you would do. They apparently took these various things, especially used by Orthodox Christian churches, and put inside them, you know, these long things. They put inside them some rockets, and I think it was what was it, paintings or things of that nature. They used it as a way to package explosives in order to deliver that into Russia to be used by, you know, an attack. And so you know, interesting story and so forth. But besides the particular context here, one of the things I started thinking about is this what the institutional church does? It uses that the icons or you know, the ceremony and whatnot to deliver explosives, you know, in the sense of leading people towards doctrines which, you know, well, again, somebody makes the case that the Bible is true and the institutional church is a fraud. You know, I wonder the relationship there, because if I deliver to you a delightful program or some of that nature, but it leads you to a complacency about Christ rather than Christ, or a false impression of Christ, you know, are they leading to you to the Lord? You taught us in your streets, and he says, "I never knew you. Depart from me." Are they setting that up? I just, you know, it came to mind, and obviously, the important thing is I can't look at a specific case and say yes, this is true. So that is the important thing, because again, the Lord will grab who the Lord grabs, and I'm not sitting in judgment. My concern is to warn. Don't be complacent. You know, I understand I cannot change someone, but I can proclaim. You know, it's the idea in the Gospels, whoever lessens one of these laws will be considered the least. No, I want to proclaim, be obedient to Christ. And it's not following the laws, but having the relationship that I find that is so important. But anyway. One of the things I've realized is, you know, especially when my circumstances changed in December, I started making the focus of, okay, I have a lot of things within Shofar Nexus that have been kind of temporary. This works for the moment. I'll get to it later. Well, later has come. And a whole bunch of things, and it's taken months, have now refined to the point that I say, I like this. I think this is really helpful. One more thing got taken off the list today. And I did go swim, and I think it was in the walk back, or in the swim, whatever it is, I realized, oh, this is what I need to do on this particular issue, which happens to do with the domain names, how to simplify it, because I've been wondering how to do that. It's kind of like, oh, that was obvious. Because again, I'm trying to make it where it's obvious for someone who's, you know, in the field. But what I've realized is the number of steps, you know, I'm now to the point, I do have this ability to remotely control, manage Windows machines, which is, again, a dangerous tool. I touched that up yesterday and today. But the other thing is, it will then get me to the emailless thing working, which again, there's a lot of differences in the way I'm doing emailless than typical. But because one of the things that I want to do with that is to be able to get past a lot of restrictions and to people to be able to proclaim You know, it's obviously in the case of the protecting the whistleblower, but also it is the idea of seeking reconciliation. I want to open the doors to that, and these are some of the techniques where I want to open the door to you to have a private dialogue when you're part of this group and so forth. And some of that's coming together. But one of the other ways to do this, you know, last year after I did the Modern Day Slavery video, I sent out, you know, over the months, emails to a whole bunch of organizations and whatnot who were, say they were addressing the issue. And responses were few and far between. And of course, the one that did come was that Be Slavery Free organization, which again, seems to be the front that I talked about in the Modern Day Slavery video. But what's concerned me, you know, I did talk about the War on Children video. And I emailed them. And I got on their email list. Rather than responding to me, I got on their email list. And they are pursuing changes in laws across the states. It's the techniques that I'm seeing are similar to, not identical, but similar to Operation Underground Railroad. And so I sent them an email in response to when they put me on the email list and said, you know, are you any different? Basically, I ask you, are you a scam? And I asked them, I said, I hope you're not. Prove me wrong. And I also did say that I'm probably not worth your time. And the irony is, within the hour, I just got another email from them. Same thing, marketing. So, one of the things I'm planning to do with the Shofar Leaks, especially towards the slavery thing, is all these organizations I've emailed and whatnot, I'm going to put them in an email list, my own list, and perhaps even inform them about, you know, what's happening with me, and maybe even point out issues like the fraud. Well, the fraud of Sound of Freedom. But anyway, I have lots of things still to do today. My lady, my wife, I'm making progress. I'm grateful. I had some struggles, but I'm making progress. And my attempt, my focus, is reconciliation. My lady, my wife, I love you and I ask for you back.